it upset my bladder. I couldn't stop leaking. What do you call food when you have it the second day?
Well, I just call it warmed over. That's about all.
And if you're eating with somebody and he offers you food and you've had all you can eat, what do you say to him?
I didn't understand that.
You're eating, let's say you're eating dinner with somebody, mm-hmm. and you've had just all you can eat, and he offers you some more food, what do you say?
Just say no thank you, I've had plenty. All I know.
I think I know the best, huh?
What would you say?
I think I'd say about the same thing, or I don't care for any, or I can't eat anymore, or... If a little boy, or a child, crams a lot of food in his mouth and then tries to swallow it, what would you tell him to do? Spit it out and start all over and take a smaller bite and then do what?
Well, I wouldn't know. But I've seen him do that.
Yeah. Tell him to chew it or?
Yeah, I guess so. If he could.
Yeah. What do you call it when you buy something in large amounts? Let's say you buy salt, you buy it by the ton. This means you're not buying it by the block, you're buying it how?
Well, we generally buy about 100 pound sack of salt.
Mm-hmm.
2 or 3 ton at a time, or mm-hmm. 3 or 4. A ton won't go around.
Mm-hmm. Well, would you say this is buying it in bulk, or in bulk?
It's in a bulk, it's in a sack, about 100 pound sacks.
Mm-hmm.
I have got it in 200 pound sacks, but they're hard to handle.
Well, I bet they are.
It's a lot.
Easier to pack in.
Oh, yeah.
If something isn't artificial, you say it's what? You say this isn't artificial. Well, leather, for example.
Well,
it's not artificial leather, it's genuine, or?
Yeah, I guess so.
What?
I wouldn't know.
If, let's say you had a good friend who had 2 apples, and he was sitting over there, and you wanted one, what would you tell him?
I'd say, let me have one of those apples. I'll try it.
And let's say he has just one of them and he has a knife and you want half of one of them. What'd you tell him?
That'd be all right. I'd take that.
Uh-huh. Or he just sits there with his knife. What'd you tell him to do?
I'd tell him to split that apple.
Uh-huh. Split it how?
Yeah, with a knife.
Uh-huh. And if something, let's say somebody says, do you have those matches by you? You say, no, I don't have them. They're right where? They're just...
Yeah, just sort of on the way there.
Yeah. Well, what I was wondering is, would you say they're over there, or they're over yonder, or what would be the normal thing here?
Just whatever come in your mind, yeah. Again.
Uh-huh. If you don't hear what somebody says, what do you say?
I say, well, I didn't understand you, or didn't hear you.
Uh-huh.